This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrienne Hill. Today, the city of Los Angeles will hold a tech fair, touting its startups and its tech-savvy workforce. We sat down with Mayor Eric Garcetti and asked him why making Los Angeles a tech hub is a priority.
You know, I think that we see this economy changing so rapidly, and we need to be able to find where jobs will be growing in the next 25 years for the next generation of workers. To me, it's very clear that technology is one of those areas that will continue to expand. And LA is uniquely poised because we aren't just about digital technology. We're about transportation technology. We're about energy technology. We're about Hollywood and entertainment technology. But it's important for our economic prosperity and also for us to find those range of jobs, some of which will require, you know, doctorates and master's degrees, but also a lot that can be given to folks who can have a middle class living without even having a college degree as programmers or some of the professionals that can fuel tech companies' growth.
What are the revenue implications of all that growth for the city itself?
Well, there's no question when we have companies, you know, in the old days, people would say to a mayor, get me a Fortune 500 headquarters, and you might get 1,000 jobs out of that. But I focused on companies like Riot Games, you know, the online role-playing game company that a few years ago didn't exist. A couple USC grads founded it. They have 3,500 employees and are poised to probably add another couple thousand more soon. That's where growth is, and that's where revenues then come. These are people who live, shop, pay taxes in your city, become the base of a new middle class. And too many of our cities, we've seen the creative class doing well, a service class balloon at the bottom. We've raised the minimum wage here in Los Angeles to try to help that the folks at the bottom. But that middle class that used to work in a factory or do something maybe without a college degree is quickly disappearing. I think infrastructure jobs together with these tech jobs can be that middle class, you know, source for so many and give us the revenues to make a prosperous and safe and livable city for decades to come.
I want to ask you about that middle classness. LA is notoriously expensive. It's a tough city to scrape by on a middle class income. And how do you make the case to businesses who are thinking about starting here or moving here that they're going to be able to pay their people the wages they need to make a good life in Los Angeles?
You see, you know, prices here for starting a company, getting office space, even living as expensive as it is, it's at a discount, a steep discount to, you know, the heart of New York or San Francisco and other places that are the leading tech hubs. So we feel very competitive in that world for companies to say, hey, I can do this for 20, 30, 40% less than some of those other traditional tech centers. Secondly, the city is investing tremendous amount of money, more than any city in America, on our physical infrastructure. Voters just passed Measure M, which will build 16 new rail lines, which expands out, you know, cheaper rents, but quicker ways in. So we're really investing in expanding the city out to make sure that affordability by building more housing, building more transportation is something for the next 25 years, 30 years, as a company grows, it can continue to stay in a great place like Los Angeles.
And how do you think about Los Angeles's value proposition sort of in light of the new administration that we have in Washington, D.C.?
I think LA is uniquely poised, even with this new administration, to be able to fulfill what Americans want. We want infrastructure investments, and we're doing that here in Los Angeles. You know, I'm co-chairing the nation's official advisory committee on automation and technology in cars. And I think that LA is a place that's just very ripe for, you know, experimentation. This administration clearly wants to cut down, you know, regulations that get in our way, lower some tax burdens, and most importantly, invest in infrastructure. We might have some differences in opinions about how pluralistic our societies should be and open to immigrants here in Los Angeles. That's been one of our great strengths, and we'll continue to speak up and speak out about that. But we'll look for those areas of common collaboration, whether it's chasing after the Olympics to showcase, you know, California technology and American storytelling, or whether it's looking at those you know, hardscape investments that we're making and inspire the country to do the same throughout all of the heartland as well.
So you sound optimistic about this new administration, that you'll find common ground to work with them on.
Well, I don't know if I'm optimistic or pessimistic. There's plenty of things that if I, you know, stop too long, I can get either bummed out about, and other things I can get excited about. But I think for me as mayor, I've always felt my obligation is to help push the nation from where we live. And people have to remember, it's never mattered as much whether it's Trump or Obama in the White House. Who's in the White House matters less than what we're doing in our actual cities.
As a mayor, what are your other priorities going forward when it comes to this tech sector in LA?
You know, for me, I want to make Los Angeles' tech sector be the most diverse there is in the world. And I mean that in two ways. Diverse already, so that an engineer can go from working in a space company to a gaming company to a Hollywood, you know, studio to a digital startup to an energy technology company in her career. But secondly, I want to make sure it's diverse in terms of the demographic. I want the next Mark Zuckerberg to be, you know, an African-American girl growing up in South LA, or a Latino boy who's in the east side of our city. And I think that the tech sector still has a long way to go to reflect the face of America. But LA is uniquely poised to fulfill that mission. Here, where we see those stories that are sometimes written out of our history, where African-American mathematicians helped us get into space, where today, you know, we have kids that are programming in our Silicon South initiative in South LA, producing amazing apps with data that we have finally daylighted from the city of LA to solve homelessness or to bring small businesses to their vacant storefronts in their own neighborhoods. There's really unlimited potential. So my goal with tech is to see this startup culture continue to grow, bring more capital and funding sources right here in LA, and then continue that diversification of both the type of technology and the face of tech workers.
How do you change the face of tech workers? It's something the industry has struggled with for a long time, and that it's a white male industry in large part. How do you, as a mayor, affect that?
You have to be very intentional. We've had huge gatherings and working with, you know, girls who code, for instance, just our initiative to get more women and girls involved. You have to be very intentional and hold those gatherings where people can network, hear the stories of successful women who have gone into the tech space and moved forward, connect mentors and mentees. Where, you know, students of color are concerned, you have to go where they are. Instead of starting up new programs, we often work with the computer science teachers in the schools where kids already are and bring extra resources to them, so that LA now has, you know, more AP computer science courses in our school system per capita than even up in the heart of Silicon Valley. So, you know, you have to lay those seeds down very early. You can't just suddenly look at your workforce and say, hey, get me some black engineers. I need more women programmers. You actually have to think about that years ahead of time. I've tripled the number of summer internships for kids from 5,000 to 15,000 paid internships that they can do around the city. And we've brought tech, you know, companies in and challenged them and say, look, we know you will continue to get great people who want to work in the summertime at YouTube. Why not get them from a neighborhood very close by right here in this city? And they've responded very well. And we've seen that grow by hundreds of jobs each year.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, thanks so much.
A pleasure to be with you.